Hi, this is Mike.
And this is Laura.
And this is Showbiz Radio Podcast, where we're talking about some things that have been keeping us busy the past few weeks.
2 weekends ago, we went up to New York City with a theater group, the Sterling Playmakers, and saw some musicals. And then this weekend, we saw a play Friday night, The Women.
At the Green Belts Art Center.
On Saturday, we went to rehearsal for Mike's show, and then we hopped in the car and went down to Newport News for Mike's 20-year high school reunion, and then we got up on Sunday and came home. So it's been a busy last few weeks.
Yep. The one thing I totally underestimated was how many rehearsals you need to do a show, and that time commitment is just so significant. The past 2 weeks, we've been at the James Lee Center in the Providence Players production of The Time of Your Life. And we're actually in the theater now, which is really nice. We were meeting at the director's house and reading lines together. And now that we're on the stage, we can kind of get a feel for the blocking. The set has actually been designed and built, and they painted supposedly a lot of it on Saturday when I wasn't able to be there. But it looks really good. It's a bar in San Francisco. We've got a nice little bar and an area for a piano and a stage area and tables, of course, and a pinball machine. So it's really looking good. But the rehearsals, oh my gosh. We've got the theater reserved for 5 days a week, Tuesday through Saturday. And then I think there's a couple Sundays in there, too, coming up. So 2 weeks ago, I had rehearsal on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then last week, I had Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday, and then I had to leave early because I had my reunion, and we've got 3.5 weeks till we open, and we've got at least 3 or 4 rehearsals a week up through there. That's a lot of time. That's something I totally underestimated, but I am enjoying it. The other actors are really good. I'm very lucky to be in the middle of so many top-notch people. It is very different doing the lines with the other people I'm acting with, as opposed to reading them myself here at home or on the bus or having Laura reading them with me. And my mom even read lines with me over the weekend. Laura is giving a different interpretation than my mom gave, and then they're both giving, of course, a different interpretation from how Patrick or some of the other people are giving lines. So that's something else that's kind of throwing me, is just hearing a different voice with a different cadence and a different emphasis. I'm still struggling through doing my lines. I'm probably about 75% there. Tomorrow I've got rehearsal, I'm pretty sure. Work on those scenes and try to be off book from now on. We'll see if I can do that. But if I can't do that, I'm in trouble. But I think I'll be okay. I just have to force myself to not pick up the piece of paper on stage.
And I've been attending the rehearsals for The Unexpected Guest that Castaways Repertory Theater is doing in Woodbridge. I've been able to go to most of the Thursday night rehearsals, and it's been interesting to watch. The director is a new director. This is his directorial debut, and it's coming along well right now. They're starting to collect their set pieces when I've been sitting in on the rehearsals. They've had chairs set up to kind of pretend where the set pieces will be, but Kevin says that his house is right now filled with all the set pieces that will be going onto the stage when they can get in to actually start building stuff. Castaways rehearses on Tuesdays and Thursday evenings, and then Saturdays. Have not been to a Saturday rehearsal yet. I probably will in the next few weekends when I'm not working on Saturday at my other job. So, but it's been interesting to watch. Again, the interpretation is interesting, and his directorial style is interesting to watch. So I think it will really come together well.
And then on a lighter note, I was reading one of the blogs I read regularly. The name of the blog is Butts in the Seats, Musings on Practical Solutions for Arts Management. And sounds kind of like a boring subject, but it really is quite interesting. The blog talks about different issues in putting shows on and putting on different types of art events. You know, there's both dance, there's theater, music. So it's a very interesting blog because basically it's talking about something that every theater has a problem with, is getting butts in the seats, and how do we do that? Well, they had an entry last week talking about the Virginia Stage Company. I read through that and I made a comment at the bottom asking about copyright. Copyright issues were alluded to in the posting, and they wrote an entire entry on September 14th about copyright and theater. It's really interesting. So it's something I've just kind of wondered about because, you know, you go to Broadway and they kept saying no pictures and no recording because it's a copyright problem. And there's so many different places that hold copyrights. You've got the music, of course, and the writing. And it turns out the costumes and the sets can all be copyrighted. And since we're running this website, we sometimes put up photographs of different productions. So it's interesting. And it's a good read. I suggest you go over to Butts Seats, ButtsSeats.com. And it was the September 14th issue titled Copyright in Theater. We have a link right to the article at showbizradio.net.
And now, on with the show.